You are listening to Huda Recordings.
أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد.
The Khawarij, this group after killing Muawiyah Ali radiallahu anh in Kufa, and he was buried in his palace in Kufa, دفن في قصر الإمارة بالكوفة. This was also another big incident in the Muslims' history, that this is the second Khalifa who was killed. The first one was the third Khalifa who was killed, actually. First one was Umar, then after that Uthman, then now Ali radiallahu anhu. And if you notice, Umar radiallahu anhu was killed by one who's non-Muslim, and Uthman was killed by the Muslims, and Ali again killed by some people who are claiming that they are Muslim. After the murdering Ali radiallahu anhu, the Khilafah transferred to Al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, Al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu arda'ah, for 6 months. Then he found out that what happened, that after Al-Hasan noticed that the Ummah Muhammad sallam, the majority of the Ummah, with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu arda'ah, he decided to let Muawiyah to be the Khalifa. One of the problems that the Muslims had in the history, they thought the Khalifa has to be from Ahlul Bayt after Ali radiallahu anhu. And this is not right. It's not necessarily to be from Ahlul Bayt. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't say that Ahlul Bayt, they are the one who can be Khalifa. He said only a person from Quraysh, from the tribe of Quraysh, he's the one who be a Khalifa. But he didn't specify that only his family. Anyway, in that time, the Shia, who were supporters to Ali radiallahu anhu, he got more extreme toward Ali radiallahu anhu, and after his murder, and also they went to Al-Hasan and they asked him to be a Khalifa. And there is another part of the history which is we don't want to go over it today because it's not our subject. But anyway, Al-Khawarij is still in every chance. Al-Khawarij continue making problems for the Muslims. Whenever they get chance, whenever they gathered, they will come outside and start fighting the Khalifa, start fighting the Muslimin. They will take over a city. Therefore, in the history, we'll see a lot that, for example, they will fight, they talk over Al-Kufa, then he will say, I'm the Khalifa. And again, I want you to listen carefully to this sign of the Khawarij. He take over the Al-Kufa that he claimed Khilafa. He take over a country, small part of the Muslim Ummah, then he said, I'm the Khalifa for the whole Ummah. He doesn't have any power, any army, any control of any other part. Then he claimed Khilafa. That's a very wrong way of understanding the meaning of Khilafa. You cannot be, for example, exist in one city, then you said, I'm the Khalifa for all the Muslims. As we hear these days also, somebody said, I'm the Khalifa for all Muslims. And he's like in one city, or he is. There are so many these days. There are so many. And I remember one group I had a talk with them. They believe that they have Khalifa, he living in London. They believe that he is the Khalifa of all Muslims. And I had And they believe in that. And they were a group of people who used to be in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Peshawar. That's a long time ago. And this is one of the ideas they adopt over there. They said, he claimed Khilafah, he's the Khalifa. You see, in Egypt also, this kind of ideas happen. You see also these days, like when some people said, oh, Osama bin Laden is the Khalifa for all the Muslims, all the world. This kind of mentality or this kind of understanding the Khilafah, it's a wrong way. Because the Khalifa is not the Khalifa. If you want to claim Khilafah for all Muslims, that means you have control all over these countries. And the problem, they don't say we are the Khalifa of or the Imam of the Muslims in this particular town. No, he said, I'm the Imam for all Muslims all over the world. That's the way, the misunderstanding of the concept of Khilafah also for the Khawarij, and this is all time, this is the way they view the Khawarij. View the concept of Khilafah. Anyway, every time, those group of people, they will say, they will find a chance, they will go against the Muslims and they will fight them. And one of the worst leaders they ever had, and he was so aggressive against the Muslims, and he had a different sect. And Al-Khawarij itself, there are so many sects come out of it. One of them, it's called Al-Azariqah, because there is a man, his name, Nafi' ibn al-Azraq. Nafi' ibn al-Azraq. And he was killed 64 Hijri. This person, he has no mercy in his heart for Muslims. Whenever he ordered his follower in the fight to kill women, old people, children, no one can be survived if they enter a place. They were a very different mixed group. And they have no place for Sunnah in their beliefs. Therefore, one of their groups, when they took over Al-Kufa once, and this is the first time in the Muslims' history, the leader was murdered in the battle. To show you the ideas of those people, when that person was murdered, his wife took the leadership, and she led the fight. And she was so brave. See how much they are excited about the idea. And she opened, and she entered Al-Kufa, and she gave khutbah al-jumu'ah in Al-Kufa. Her name is Layla. And she was the first and the only woman Muslims knew in the as the Shahristani said, to be imam or delivering khutbah jumu'ah and to lead. MashaAllah, she's a man. She led all this fight. She's not anymore a woman. Anyway, these fights, one of the big reasons that the Umayyad Khilafah became weak and Abbas's Khilafah became weak, because the Khilafah, when they fight the enemies outside, they always have to go back to fight these Khawarij. Whenever they found the Khilafah is busy with the Kuffar, they will gather and they will start taking over some cities and separating it from the Khilafah. That makes the Ummah weak. And this is all the history you can see. Several, maybe hundreds of times during few centuries, you can tell how many times they took over cities. 10 years, 2 years, 3 years, sometimes months, sometimes more than that. And they separated this part from the Ummah. Anyway, they have so many different sects, as I told you. But I will only mention one sect, which exists from long time ago and still exists until today. And this sect has established Khilafah by itself, established a state by itself, establish state, and they have a system, and they have a state supporting them until today. It is called Al-Ibadiyyah. 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 Which is today represented by Oman in Gulf. Oman in the Gulf. This is the state belief, like the Grand Mufti there, he's Ibadi. This is the belief of this country, Al-Ibadiyyah. Anyway, Al-Ibadiyyah, been called Al-Ibadiyyah, it's one of the sects of Al-Khawarij, but maybe it is the lenient sect in Khawarij. It is the most lenient sect among the Khawarij. So it is one, it's a branch of Al-Khawarij. This Al-Ibadiyyah, been called Al-Ibadiyya because the one who established it, his name is Abdullah ibn Ibad. Abdullah ibn Ibad al-Tamimi. He lived in the time of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and Ibn Zubair. And he died during the time of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan in Bani Umayyah. And there is a lot of talk about this person, when he died, exactly where he lived. And he is well known as a person who always stand against the rulers and the hukam. And he was a very brave person in general. And there's a lot of talk, we don't need to go over that. But anyway, this group, not been recognized as a group called Al-Ibadiyya until the 3rd century. The 3rd century was the first time to be recognized as Al-Ibadiyya. As a movement, they have ideologies, they separated themselves from the Ummah. They used to call themselves Jama'atul Muslimin. They used to call themselves Ahlul Da'wah. They used to call themselves Ahlul Istiqamah. As Ibn Khalfun min ulama'ihim said that. Anyway, the scholars agree that it is one branch of Al-Khawarij. But some of the Ibadiyya themselves, they said, no, we are not belong to the Khawarij. Because they know how bad history Al-Khawarij had, so they don't want to be belong to them. But the scholars who talk about sect, they always said they are belong to the Khawarij. And that's true because the same ideologies, as you will see. Al-Ibadiyya had two states. They established two khilaf in the Muslim world.